is one all-time greatest moment in the history of sports, and it happened in the 1932 World Series. The story goes that in the bottom of the ninth inning, with two outs, a full count, and the tying run on base, Babe Ruth raised his arm and pointed to the center field bleachers. No one believed it, because nobody had ever done it before. But the Babe was calling his shot. On the next pitch, the great Bambino hit a towering 400-foot home run. And even although he'd been a hero before that, that's pretty much how he became a legend. 30 years later, a kid named Benjamin Franklin Rodriguez became a neighborhood legend. It was in the greatest summer of my life when he taught me how to play baseball, and he became my best friend, and he got me out of the biggest pickle I'd ever be in. I moved to the neighborhood about 2 weeks before school let out. It was the same summer that Dodger Maury Wills would break the stolen bases record. So with something that incredible going on, it should have started off with loads of great things happening for me. But it didn't. I was from another state, and I didn't have a single friend in 1,000 miles. It was a lousy way to end up the fifth grade, because I had zip time to make friends before summer. And that's about where it all started. My real dad died when I was just a little kid. My mom had married Bill about a year before we moved to the Valley. At the time, he and I were still getting used to each other.
Yeah.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
I mean Bill. Remember you promised you'd teach me to play catch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, could you teach me?
Yeah. Sure. Nothing against San Francisco's Jose Pagan, but there's one shortstop in that point.
Well, Frank, there's no disputing that. I mean, if we were watching a car... Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. This year, Walter Alston has given him the green light, and last year he led the league with 35. He's already... Sorry.
I followed them to the sandlot once after school. I'd never seen any place like it. It was like their own little baseball kingdom or something. It was the greatest place I'd ever seen anyway. But they were good. Real good. And all I had was a plastic toy mitt that my grandmother gave me for my birthday when I was 6. But when I finally got up enough guts to go out there and try and make friends, I found out that they never kept score. They never chose sides. they never even really stopped playing the game. It just went on forever. Every day, they picked up right where they left off the day before. It was like an endless dream game. There was only 8 of them, so they didn't have a whole team. So even though I didn't know how to play, I figured I could be the 9th man and maybe just stand in the outfield somewhere and take up space.
Squish!
Of course, if I'd have known what was going to happen when I got there,
I got it!
I probably never would have gone.
Nice catch!
Yeah. If it wasn't for Benny, I never would have made a single friend that summer, because all the rest of those guys thought I was a lost cause. Even before we became friends, Benny and me were connected. Connected for the one moment later that summer when I'd get us all into the biggest pickle any of us had ever seen.
Scotty, have you made any friends yet?
No.
Why not, honey?
'Cause I'm still new.
I don't want you sitting around in here all summer fiddling with this stuff like you did last summer and the one before. I know you're smart and I'm proud of you. I want you to get out into the fresh air and make some friends. Run around, scrape your knees, get dirty. Climb trees, hop fences, get into trouble, for crying out loud. Not too much, but some. You have my permission. How many mothers do you know who say something like that to their sons?
Well, none mothers, I guess.
Honey, I want you to make some friends this summer. Lots of them.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not good at anything, Mom. Face, I'm just an egghead.
Honey, you'll always be just an egghead with an attitude like that.
Dad, could you said, teach me to play catch?
Yeah,
Sure. But I gotta get this done, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bill?
Yeah?
Can you take a break and teach him now?
Mom, it's okay, Bill.
Honey, I said I would and I will, but I'm under the gun here.
How long could he take? Can't you spare half an hour? Show him now?
Mom, really, it's okay.
All right. Okay. I'll get my glove.
See? I told you. Oh, great.
All right, Scotty, get down that end of the yard.
Okay.
Now, the key to this game is keeping your eye on the ball, no matter whether you're in the field or at bat, eye on the ball, okay?
All right, I think so.
Okay, where the ball goes, that's where your glove should go. Got it?
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Darn, sorry.
It's all right, all right.
Here.
Okay.
Okay, ready.
Eye on the ball, okay? Got it?
Okay.
Okay, if the ball moves, move your glove. Got it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Okay, just need a bigger glove. Throw it back to me this time. Throw it back. Okay. Scotty, keep your eye on the ball.
Okay. Got it.
Nice and hard. Press it against. Yeah.
I just took my eye off the ball, Mom.
Yeah, but at least you caught it. All right. Just keep that on for like an hour. It'll still be black, but it won't swell. Sorry. Gotta watch out for that curve.
I'm gonna go play some ball and we need an extra guy. You wanna go?
Nah, thanks.
Why not? Don't you like baseball?
Oh, yeah, but,
But what?
But my glove. It's busted. So you know I can't go. Thanks, though.
It's okay. I got an extra one. Come on, let's go.
Let's
go.
Oh, and
our King
Kong's
coming.
What? Really?
And
a Wolfman, too. Oh, man. Got it. Check this out.
I'm the Great Bambino. What?
I'm the Great Bambino.
What?
What? I'm the Great Bambino.
Oh.
Who's that? What?
I had no idea who they were talking about.
What did he say?
What, were you born in a barn, man?
Yeah, what planet are you from?
But there was no way I could let them know.
You never heard of Salted Sweat? The Titan of Terror.
The Colossus of Clout?
The Colossus of Clout?
You can't crash, man.
So? I lied.
Oh, yeah, the Great Bambino. Of course. I thought you said the Great Bambi.
That wimpy deer?
Yeah. I guess. Sorry.
Anyway, Scott, that's Timmy and Tommy Timmons. Mike Squints Pelladors. Alan McLennan, we call him Yeah Yeah. Bertram Grover Weeks, Kenny DeNunes, and Hamilton Porter. We call him Ham. Guys, this is Scott Smalls.
Hi.
Yeah, well, he's gonna play with us, because he makes nine, so now we got a whole team. We're wasting time. Let's go to the stand lot.
Benny, it's 9 o'clock.
Why'd you bring him, Benny? Because there's eight of us, and he makes nine.
Yeah, so would my sister, but I didn't bring her.
With nine guys, we got a whole team, yeah.
No. Else when we had a whole team. Else when we could catch and throw.
Come on, Benny, man. He ain't game. You saw the way through?
Yeah. You already fill up all the empty positions. And tells when you're moved to Arizona.
Right, and now I get to rotate eight positions instead of seven. I need to practice, guys.
You're the best on the team. You don't need any practice.
No, you don't.
You're the best, man.
Come on, Benny, man. The kid is a L7 weenie.
Yeah. Oscar Mayer even. Foot long. Dodger dog. A weenie.
Laughing at Yaya? You run like a duck.
Kinky, but I'm...
I'm part of the game, right?
Yeah.
Now, how come he don't get to be?
Because he's a geek, man.
He can't catch.
Man, face up, you blockheads. Smalls, you take left center, okay?
Okay. Where exactly is that?
Over there, man.
Here?
That's left. I said left center.
Okay, right. Here?
Come on, man. You're never gonna catch the ball anyway. Let's just play.
What a jerk.
Yeah, get two.
Come in here, Bertram.
Nice.
Wow.
Good job.
Hey, Smalls, throw it to second.
Okay.
Come on, Ben. He's never
gonna... He's not gonna catch it, Ben.
I told you, Benny. We told you. Come on, Benny. Why'd you do that?
It's square, Benny. The kid's a square.
Come on, throw it in. What the hell's he doing? I don't believe this. Here. Sorry.
Toy, you know?
No. I can't. I don't know how. Thanks for taking me here. But I think I better go.
Hey. You think too much. You bet you get straight A's and shit, huh?
No, I got a B once. Actually, it was an A minus. But it should have been a B.
Man, this is baseball. You gotta stop thinking. Just have fun. I mean, if you were having fun, you would have caught that ball. You ever have a paper out?
I helped a guy once.
Okay. Well, tuck it like you would throw a paper. When your arm gets here, just let go. Just let go. It's that easy.
How do I catch it?
Just stand there. And stick your glove out in the air. I'll take care of it.
Down, Tommy!
told you, Benny.
Smalls, throw to second.
Okay.
Not again. Wait, time, Benny.
Please catch it.
Tomorrow, okay? Okay. Hey, good. Bye.
See you later,
Ed.
8 o'clock tomorrow. 8 o'clock,
Benny.
Yeah,
see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Benny, wait. Your glove.
Keep it, man.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Smalls. Bring a t-shirt and jeans tomorrow, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You got a fireplace?
Yeah, why?
Throw that hat in there, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was the only one I had.
Not anymore. It's not my old hat. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Benny. Great. 8 o'clock.
In the Bay Porter. Long ball Porter. Come on, DeNunez.
Yeah, okay. Yes, let's do this.
He'll be sorry.
Want the heater? I'll keep it. Go back there, Smalls.
Then how do we get the ball back?
We don't.
We don't.
It's history. It's history. Kiss it goodbye. Kiss it.
Shut up, Tommy.
Gone, man. Gone.
Game's over, man. Just get another ball tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll never see it again.
Why not?
The Beast.
What is that?
It's lost listening. Go to that fence. Real slow and be quiet.
But
No. Just go and peek through that hole.
But I saw something. What's that?
Just go.
Oh, what's
just
that?
Go.
Come on,
more of nothing.
Shut up!
You're killing me, Smalls.
All right, who cut one?
These are s'more stuff. Okay, pay attention. First, you take the gram. You stick the chocolate on the gram. Then, you roast the mallow.
No, it's my freaking gas.
When the mallow's flaming,
this is the yellow statement.
You stick it on the chocolate.
You set the place then, on fire, Ham.
You cover it with the other end.
Yeah, make me one of those. Yeah, me too.
Then you scuttle.
I don't like that chuck.
Kind of messy, but good. Crash them. Kate, quiet, you guys. Quiet. I was trying to wake it up. It just went to bed.
What just went to bed?
Shh. The Beast. Oh, yeah. Shh. Now quiet. The legend of the Beast goes back a long time. Before any of us could even pick up a baseball. Back to a place called Myrtle's Acres. It all started about 20 years ago. When thieves kept stealing junk from Myrtle's Acres junkyard. So Mr. Myrtle, the guy that used to own the place, got him this new pup from the dog pound. He fed him whole sides of beef and turned the pup loose in the junkyard. And the pup was grateful. In a few weeks, the pup grew into the Beast, and he grew big, and he grew mean, so that he could protect the junkyard with only one thing on his mind, to kill everyone that broke in. And he did. And he liked it. A lot. The Beast was the most perfect junkyard dog that ever lived. A true killing machine. But after a while, the cops started getting phone calls from people reporting all the missing thieves. The ones the Beast had killed. It added up to about 120, 173 guys. It's true. They never found a single body, not one. Some people say they all got away, but we all know what really happened. The Beast ate them. He ate them bone and all. The Beast was too good at his guard dog job, so the police said he had to be retired.
My grandpa, Squigman Palidores, was police chief back then. And he ordered Mr. Myrtle to turn his backyard into a fortress and chain up the beast and put him under the house where he could never get out to eat children and stuff. And that's where he's been for 20 years. And that's where he'll be for the rest of his life. Because when Mr. Myrtle asked the cops how long he had to keep the beast chained up like a slave, they said until forever. 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 And so, the beast sits there under that lean-to, dreaming of the time when he can break the chain and get out. Dreaming of the time when he can chase and kill again.
See, man? That's why you can't go over there. Nobody ever has. Nobody ever will.
One kid did. But nobody ever seen him again.
That ain't true.
Yeah, it is. He got eaten.
Nuh-uh. No. None of that's true. You guys are just making this up to scare me.
Oh, yeah? Stick your head out that window and, like, down.
That night, I learned that more than 150 baseballs had gone over that fence, and not one of them was ever seen again, even when some brave kid worked up enough courage to peek over. Because when they went over, they vanished. I knew it was true, because when I looked down in there, I didn't see a single, solitary one.
He's down there. You bet he is.
Whatever goes over that fence stays there.
Becomes the property of the beast. Forever.
Come on, give it to me.
No, I want to carry it.
Come on.
I paid for it.
I want to carry it.
Oh.
Whoa.
Give it to me.
Jeez Louise.
What's the matter?
Jeez.
Now I'm alone, so all alone. What can I do? What can I do?
There goes my baby.
Oh, oh, oh.
There goes my baby. There goes my baby.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. We gotta
No. We gotta get to the camera. Let's go.
Where you guys been? We've been waiting here forever already.
Ah, Squids was perving a dish.
Shut up, I wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, you were. Your tongue was hanging out of your head, and you was swooning. Oh, Wendy Peppercorn, my darling lover girl. Huh?
I said shut up. Got a lot of things on my mind.
This pop isn't working, Benny. I'm baking like a toasted Caesar. It's so hot here.
It's 150 degrees outside. You can't play baseball.
You have to call it for the day.
You gotta listen to him, Benny.
Yeah.
Vote then. Anybody who wants to be a can't hack it panty waist who wears their mama's bra, raise your hand.
Fine.
Be like that. So what are we gonna do?
Benny would have played ball all day, all night, rain, shine, tidal wave, whatever. Baseball was the only thing he cared about. But of all the things we ever did besides baseball, going to the pool was what he tolerated best. Even though none of us had ever seen a Playboy magazine, which we constantly lied about, we figured going to the pool was the next best thing to being there.
I remember you. Oh, sexy.
wasn't really the pool honeys, like we said. Because if any one of them had come up to any one of us, we'd have just peed our pants. We all went because, well, because Wendy Peppercorn was the lifeguard.
She don't know what she's doing.
Yeah, she does. She knows exactly what she's doing.
I've swum there every summer in my adult life. Every summer, there she is. Lotion, oiling.
And one day, it became too much.
Smiling.
For Michael Squints Polidori.
I can't take this no more! Move!
And he did the most desperate thing any of us had ever seen.
What's wrong with him?
What's she doing?
Summers of this, I think he finally snapped.
I don't know, but that's the deep end, and squids can't swim.
Squints Polidorus walked a little taller that day, and we had to tip our hats to him. He was lucky she hadn't beat the crap out of him. We wouldn't have blamed her. What he'd done was sneaky, rotten, and low. And cool. Not another one among us would have ever in a million years, even for $1 million, had the guts to put the move on the lifeguard. He did. He had kissed a woman, and he had kissed her long and good. We got banned from the pool forever that day, but every time we walked by after that, the lifeguard looked down from her tower, right over at Squints, and smiled.
Come on, get your clothing, come on.
Stay here.
Night game, come on.
Mom, go down.
In liberating strife. Who more than self? Yeah,
there was only one night game a year. On the 4th of July, the whole sky would brighten up with fireworks, giving us just enough light for a game. We played our best then, because I guess we all felt like the big leaguers under the lights of some great stadium. Benny felt like that all the time. We all knew he was going to go on to bigger and better games, because every time we stopped to watch the sky on those nights, like regular kids, he was there to call us back. You see, for us, baseball was a game. But for Benjamin Franklin Rodriguez, baseball was life.
Kid Rodriguez.
Shut your mouth, Phillips.
Would you say crab face?
I said you shouldn't even be allowed to touch a baseball.
Except for Rodriguez, you're all an insult to the game.
Come on! We'll take you on right here, right now! Come on!
Yeah, right now!
You're playing a real diamond, Porter. You ain't good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats.
Watch it, jerk.
Shut up, idiot.
Moron!
Scab eater!
Butt sniffer!
Puss licker!
Fart smeller!
You eat dog crap for breakfast, geek.
You mix your weeds with your mama's toe jam.
Yeah!
You bob for apples in the toilet, and you like it. You play ball like a girl.
Oh,
What did you say?
You heard me.
Tomorrow. Noon. At our field. Get the buffalo butt breath.
Count on it, pee-drinking crap face.
Yeah! Yeah!
Go!
Better. It's gonna be a short game and I gotta get home for lunch.
That's one.
You know, if my dog was as ugly as you, I'd shave his butt and tell him to walk backwards.
The heater. Here it comes. I dare you. Strike three, hero.
Hey, is that your sister out there in left field? Naked? She's naked.
Shut up, Porter!
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation. Come on. You think she'd go out with me? Come on, show me your stuff. Let's see what you got.
Mickey Mouse! Mickey Mouse! Good!
Walking on air that night. It had been a solid victory. In fact, we'd beat the crap out of those guys. So we all went to celebrate. And we did the stupidest thing any of us had ever done.
Hey, guys, it's all on me tonight.
Oh! Oh!
Hey, what about me tonight?
Ah, oh, crap! I almost forgot!
Wait!
What? Chaw! I'm saving it for a good time!
What is it?
Big Chief! The best!
Hey, Smalls! I suppose you don't even know who the babe is, either! It's Plug! What? Chewing tobacco?
Tobacco, man.
What do you do with it?
You're killing me, Smalls!
You were, of course!
You?
Yes!
Yeah, sure, man. All the pros do.
Yeah. Gives you tons of energy.
Yeah.
Let's dip!
Guys.
Come on, I want some.
The best.
That's right!
Yeah!
Oh, that feels better.
Scotty, I'll be back in an hour. I'm going to take your dad to the airport.
Okay.
Honey, are you feeling all right? You look kind of pale.
I'm fine, Mom.
You sure?
I'm fine.
Good. All
right.
Listen, Scott. While I'm gone, you're the man of the house. Understand?
Okay.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Chicago. I'm business for a week. Take another stab at Cash when I get back, all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, take care of things for me.
Okay.
All right?
I will.
Okay. Be a good boy.
I will.
Okay.
A couple days after we all got over acting like big shots, we swore off the hard stuff forever and just stuck to Bazooka. The day we all got back together for some baseball was the day I got us into the biggest pickle of all time. And it all started with an omen.
That we can't play no more. I mean, it's only 12 o'clock. And I just ruined the whole day for us.
No, you didn't. That's the most amazing thing I ever saw.
Yeah.
Anybody got any money?
No.
Then it ain't okay, because now we can't play no more.
Yeah, we can.
What? You got 98 extra cents lying around at home, Smalls?
No, but I got a ball.
Go get it!
I got it.
Bitchin', your ball, your ups. Here you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on, yeah.
All right, come on. Get in here.
Hey, you got it. Come on, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
One, all right. Two, go. Up.
Flies open.
There's one. One, two, three. Three strikes, three pitches.
Nice hit, Smalls. Nice hit. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's out of here. Who's got the big bat now, boys? Yeah.
Smalls.
You forgot to turn. You go to third base. Smalls. The hell is he doing?
Maybe the shock of his first homer was just too much for him.
Yeah.
Smalls? Smalls,
come
on. You gotta get that ball back.
Oh, yeah, right. Good one, Smalls.
Oh, yeah. Good one, Smalls.
Hey, Shelby, forget about it, man.
Yeah.
Let's get another ball.
No, you don't understand.
Sure we do. You feel bad because you belted a homer, and now we can't play no more.
No, you don't understand. That wasn't my ball. What do you mean that wasn't your ball? It was my stepdad's. I stole it from his trophy room. It was a present or something. Somebody gave it to him. But we gotta get it back. He's gonna kill me!
Listen to me, Smalls. It's the matter of life and death. Where did your old man get that ball?
What? I don't know. Some lady gave it to him. Why?
What?
Lady? Yeah, she even signed her name on it. Some lady named Ruth. Baby Ruth.
Smalls.
Smalls, you mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? And actually played with it?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was going to bring it back.
But it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah. You keep telling me that. Who is she?
What?
The Sultan of Swat.
The King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
The Great Bambino!
Oh, my God! You mean that's the same guy?
Yes!
Smalls, Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player that ever lived. I mean, people say he was less than a god, but more than a man. You know, like Hercules or something. That ball you just aced to the beast is worth... well, more than your whole life, man.
Oh! I don't feel so good.
Uh-oh, fair. Give him air.
Come on. We have to get that ball back.
All right, when does your old man get home from work?
He's gone on business, out of town, but he could be back any time.
All right, find out when. And guys, spread out and look for bottles and cash them in. We need 98 cents. We gotta buy us a ball.
What it looks like, his mom's never gonna know the difference. Let's just buy us some time, you dork.
Okay. Daddy?
In here, Mom.
Oh, hi, honey. What are you doing in here?
Just looking at, Dad's baseball.
You know he doesn't like you to touch his things.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, Mom.
Has he ever told you about that ball?
No, not really. I don't think so. No, he hasn't at all. I don't know anything about it.
Babe Ruth signed that ball. He was the greatest baseball player who ever lived.
Really?
Sure is. Dad's father gave it to him. Maybe someday he'll give it to you.
Ah. Neat.
It was salt in an open wound. Even my own mom, a grown-up girl, knew who Babe Ruth was. I was dead meat. We had thought that that ball Benny had busted the guts out of meant something amazing was going to happen. Now I just figured it meant my life was over.
Hey, I got it. Why don't we just go over and knock on the door and ask Mr. Myrtle if he can go
get it
for us?
Are you out of your mind?
Mr. Myrtle's the meanest old man that ever lived. He's the one who made the beast eat that kid. It's not an option, Small. Forget about it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I will.
Let's just look out the window.
Good idea.
On his territory now.
Anybody got any bright ideas?
After we'd all thought about it real hard, we had absolutely no idea what the hell we were going to do. So things started primitively.
Seriously underestimated the beast. Obviously, we're dealing with the superior intelligence.
Power! Okay, guys, almost ready. We're connecting power now.
Power connect. Okay, we're ready.
Initiate retrieval suction. Initiate retrieval suction.
Prepare to initiate retrieval suction number one.
Okay.
Get ready, guys. Initiate retrieval suction number one.
Initiate retrieval suction number one now.
Fire number two.
Initiate number two.
Fire two now.
Fire number three.
Number three.
Hold it up!
6 o'clock. I don't know about you, but I'm getting the heck out of here.
I've been going about this all wrong. I blame myself. We need total surprise. An airborne attack. The beast will never expect it. It's clear. Take me up.
It was my last chance, so we quit messing around and pulled out all the stops. I collected every piece of Erector Set I had, and it finally became science against nature.
Okay, you're on the ground.
too far. Go back.
Reverse. It's too far. Reverse. Stop. Stop, cannibal. The catapult has dropped. Open, cannibal.
We're gonna get it. I know it. We're gonna get it.
Opening? Forward?
Close catapult.
Catapult's closed.
We're gonna get it, come on.
Life was over. Just as Bill had finally warmed up to me and asked me to be the man of the house, I had to knock a priceless chunk of history into the clutches of a monster. Great. I had a dream that night about a giant baseball signed by Babe Ruth falling out of the sky and hammering me into the ground like a railroad spike. I didn't know what that meant. But Benny had a dream that night, too, and his was a lot more helpful.
Who's there?
Now, don't go pee in your pants, kid. I was here to give you a...
But you're...
Dead? Legends never die, Keith.
But you're really him. You're the Babe. The soul in the slot. The King of Crash.
Crash and 100 other dopey names. Forget about that stuff, kid. We ain't got much time. I'm here because you're in some kind of a pickle, right?
Yeah.
A baseball. With my John Hancock on it, went over a fence and you can't get it back, right?
Yeah, right.
Then just hop over there and get it.
Wait. I can't.
Can't what?
I can't go into that backyard.
Why not?
There's a beast back there.
What kind?
A giant gorilla dog thing that ate one kid already.
Is that a fact? Sit down, kid. Sit down. Tell you something, kid. Everybody gets one chance to do something great. Most people never take the chance, either because they're too scared or they don't recognize it when it spits on their shoes. This is your big chance, and you shouldn't let it go by. I mean, you remember when you busted the guts out of the ball the other day? Someone's telling you something, kid. And if I was you, I'd listen.
Yeah. But what?
You're the one with the rubber legs. Figure it out. Henry Aaron. I don't know why, but can I have this kid?
Sure, yeah.
Thanks.
Wait. You're saying I should hop over that fence and pickle the beast?
Think about that, kid. I'll see you later. Remember, kid, there's heroes and there's legends. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. Follow your heart, kid, and you never go wrong.
I
I had a dream. Get dressed for going to the Sandlot. Come on.
Okay, I'll wait. I'll get my stuff.
Only one kid in history had ever attempted what Benny was about to. And he got eaten. So we were worried. Real worried. Even when Benny brought out the secret weapon. Shoes guaranteed to make a kid run faster and jump higher. P.F. Flyers.
My fault. You don't have to do this.
Yeah, come on, Benny, man. You don't have to do it. Forget about it. It's like committing suicide, Benny. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it, Benny.
Yeah, don't do it. It's suicide.
Yeah, I do, Smalls. I have to do this.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. Follow your heart, kid, and you'll never go wrong.
With a silver bullet, or a silver knife, or a stick with a silver handle.
You're insane.
The wolf bit you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Go now, and heaven help you.
No!
bad. This is very bad.
We brought your dog home.
Hercules? How'd he get out?
I'm telling you guys. Should've just turned it loose.
Well, what happened was, we hit a baseball into your yard. We tried to get it back.
So you're the ones that are making all that racket.
Yes, sir.
You get it?
Yeah.
First time that anybody ever got the best of old Hercules. Why didn't you just knock on the door? I'd have gotten it for you.
Wait!
Oh, my God! Yeah, we're here.
We got the ball back, didn't we? Get the ball back.
Thanks for bringing him home. Come on in. We'll talk about this baseball. Come on. You're in trouble, aren't you, son?
Yeah, well, that was my stepdad's ball. I took it without asking. It was signed by Babe Ruth.
George signed this?
George Herman Ruth? Yeah.
I take it back. You're not in trouble. You're dead where you stand. Hold on. Here. I'll trade you.
That's really nice of you, but that ball really is signed by Babe Ruth.
So is this one. With the rest of the 1927 Yankees.
Man. Reverse row. Lou Gehrig.
Babe Ruth. But why would you trade? That one's all chewed up.
I got a lot of good stuff. Look at that stuff. Besides, you need it more than I do.
You knew Babe Ruth?
George? I sure did. And he knew me. He was almost as great a hitter as I was. I would have broken his record, too, but...
You went blind.
Yep. I used to crowd the plate so that strike zone almost disappeared. Pitchers hate that. That's the way I played. 100% all the time. Baseball was life. And I was good at it. Real good. And then, one day, a high fast one and pow, lights went out.
I don't think we could take this ball.
I tell you what. You guys come by here once a week and talk baseball with me. We'll call it an even trade.
Deal!
Even though Bill loved the murderer's row ball, he was still plenty mad about me having swiped his Babe Ruth autograph ball and ruining it. So I didn't feel too bad when he grounded me for a week, instead of the rest of my life.
Wow.
Things worked out between me and him, and from then on, I didn't have any trouble just calling him Dad all the time. We all lived together in the neighborhood for a couple of more years, mostly through junior high school, and every summer was great. But none of them ever came close to that first one. When one guy would move away, we never replaced him on the team with anyone else. We just kept the game going like he was still there.
Wow, that's starting to hurt my hand.
Don't miss it! My
It was weird that Benny had said Babe Ruth was like the Hercules of baseball, and the beast's name ended up being Hercules. None of us could ever figure out what that meant, but we were all amazed by it. I kept in touch with those guys over the years, and I found out that Yaya's parents shipped him off to military school. After the Army, he became one of the pioneering developers of bungee jumping. Of course, we all know why. Bertram got really into the 60s, and no one ever saw him again. Timmy and Tommy became an architect and a contractor. They started out small, designing playground equipment and prefabricated treehouses. But they became multimillionaires when they invented mini malls. Squints grew up and married Wendy Peppercorn. They have 9 kids. They bought Vincent's drugstore and they still own it to this day. Hamilton Porter became a professional wrestler. You know him as the Great Hambino. De Nunes played AAA ball, but he never got to the majors. He owns his own business now, and he coaches a little league team that his sons play on, called the Heaters. Hercules lived to be 199 years old, in doggy years. I was the last one to move away, but when I did, the Sandlot was still there. After Benny pickled the beast, his reputation spread all over town. From then on, he was known as Benny the Jet Rodriguez, and the nickname stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Now pitch running for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
It's the clutch situation of the season. They say the Jets lost a step or two, but I wouldn't be surprised to see some fireworks here. The Jets got a suicide lead, and